You can build an overall theory of decision-making on this idea. All you have to do is mitigate the consequences. As I said, if my portfolio is exposed to a market crash, the odds of which I can't compute, all I have to do is buy insurance or get out and invest the amounts I'm not willing to ever lose in less risky securities. Effectively, if free markets have been successful, it's precisely because they allow the trial and error process I call stochastic tinkering on the part of competing individual operators who fall for the narrative fallacy, but are effectively, collectively partaking of a grand project. We're increasingly learning to practice stochastic tinkering without knowing it, thanks to overconfident entrepreneurs, naive investors, greedy investment bankers, and aggressive venture capitalists brought together by the free market system. The next chapter shows why I'm optimistic that the academy is losing its power and ability to put knowledge in straitjackets, and that more out-of-the-box knowledge will be generated wiki-style. In the end, we're being driven by history, all the while thinking that we're doing the driving. I'll sum up this long section on prediction by stating that we can easily narrow down the reasons we can't figure out what's going on. There are A, epistemic arrogance and our corresponding future blindness, B, the Platonic notion of categories, or how people are fooled by reductions, particularly if they have an academic degree in an expert-free discipline, and finally, C, flawed tools of inference, particularly the black swan-free tools from Mediocristan. In the next section, we'll go deeper, much deeper, into these tools from Mediocristan, into the plumbing, so to speak. Some listeners may consider it as an appendix. Others may consider it the heart of the book.